Sweden, we believe in just the right amount. Embracing balance, minimalism and simplicity. Something that Volvo believe in too. And when it comes to choosing your next car, we believe in just the right amount of choice. Between petrol, plug-in hybrid and fully electric. There's a Volvo for everyone. So visit your local Volvo retailer to learn which one is right for you. Volvo.
You're listening to SBS News.
Today at about 2:51, we received a report stating that there was a fire at Guang Cheng House. After 5 minutes, we arrived at scene.
That's Deputy Director of Fire Services in Hong Kong, Derek Armstrong Chan, confirming perhaps every firefighter's worst nightmare. A massive blaze that's torn through several high-rise towers in Hong Kong's Tai Po district. Tai Po is a suburban area in the New Territories in the northern part of Hong Kong and near the border with the mainland Chinese city of Shenzhen. The Wang Fo Court housing complex, where the fire started, is home to 2,000 residential apartments, comprising 8 blocks. Hong Kong Chief Executive John Lee has confirmed a number of casualties.
I am deeply saddened by the 5-alarm fire that occurred this afternoon at Wang Fuk Court in Tai Po, which has resulted in numerous casualties. So far, the fire has claimed 36 lives, and 279 people are still unaccounted for. Among those hospitalized, 7 remain in critical condition. I extend my deepest condolences to the deceased and my heartfelt sympathies to their families and the injured. We will provide all possible support.
Hong Kong's Security Secretary Teng Ping Kung has visited the scene, and China's Premier has also offered his condolences. More than 800 firefighters and rescue personnel have been mobilised to fully extinguish the blaze. Around 700 residents were evacuated as the crews battled flames that spread rapidly along bamboo scaffolding and construction netting. 65-year-old Jason Kong is among a group of devastated Hong Kong residents who watched as the emergency unfolded. He fears for the fate of his dog when he couldn't reach his beloved pet after police barred him from returning to his apartment.
I live on the block 1. I thought the fire from block 3 would not spread so fast. My dog was at home, so I thought of coming back and bring the dog down from the apartment. It was just around 5 p.m. and the police would not let me up. The fire was not yet burning at our building. I do not know how my dog is doing upstairs now. I am afraid the smoke will suffocate him.
Mr. Kong says that one neighbour is unable to find his wife, while he knows of young children and elderly relatives who were trapped as the fire spread. Deputy Director of Fire Service Operations Derek Armstrong Chan says rescue and firefighting crews have faced significant challenges, including collapsing debris, intense heat and darkness.
The fire is spreading quickly to nearby buildings, and we receive numerous assistance calls from the public, and also debris and scaffolding of the affected buildings are falling down, so pose additional danger to our frontline personnel. Besides, the temperature inside the buildings concerned are very high.
The blaze is believed to have begun on a bamboo scaffolding in the Wang Fo Court Estate in the northern district of Tai Po, before spreading to other parts of the 31-storey towers. The building was built in the 1980s and had recently been undergoing a major renovation. Bamboo scaffolding is a common sight in Hong Kong at building construction and renovation projects, though the government said earlier this year that it would start phasing it out for public projects because of safety concerns. Chief Executive John Lee says an investigation is already underway, and they will be looking into factors including whether material on the exterior walls of the high-rise buildings met fire-resistant standards, as the rapid spread of the fire was considered unusual.
I take this incident with the utmost seriousness. I have instructed all government departments and units to make every effort on multiple fronts. Our top priority is to extinguish the fire and rescue the trapped residents. The second is to treat the injured, and the third is to provide follow-up support. Afterward, we will conduct a thorough investigation.
Edwina Guinan, SBS News.
In Sweden, we believe in just the right amount. Embracing balance, minimalism and simplicity. Something that Volvo believe in too. And when it comes to choosing your next car, we believe in just the right amount of choice. Between petrol, plug-in hybrid and fully electric, there's a Volvo for everyone. So visit your local Volvo retailer to learn which one is right for you. Volvo.